This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Every single matter will become decided. All affairs will be settled on that day. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the people, fi ghaflatin wa hum la yu'minun. While they are in a state of heedlessness, while they are in a state of ghafla, and they do not believe. They do not believe this day is coming. So Allah gives us some tidbits in this ayah. Number one, that the day of judgment is a day of regret. What should we do about this matter? If Allah Azza wa Jalla has already informed us of a matter, then we should do our best to prepare for that matter. If Allah has told us that the day of judgment is a day of regret, then our mindset should immediately go to what can I do with my life to prevent that day from being a day of regret for me. Because many of us, if you've lived longer than these young few boys right here, you have many regrets in your life. If you look back on your life, you have many things that you regret. And you wish you could go back, and you wish you could do better, and you wish you could have done differently. But there will be no regret that will be like the regret of the day of judgment. No regret like that day. Because while you're standing there, for a day that as long as 50,000 years, we can't comprehend that amount of time, right? Like that's, our brain can't compute that amount of time. But while we're sitting there and standing there for that long, what will we have to do? We will have our book. We'll have our record of our deeds, going through it page by page by page, looking at every single thing we had done in our life. And the only feeling that we will have on day is a feeling of regret for most of us, because we will wish that we had done things better or done things differently. But the good thing is that even though with your life you can't go back and change things, right? Time is not transferable like that. Once it's gone, it's gone. You can't go back and change things. But you can change things about that day for yourself. Things that you wish you would have done better, make up for them now. Do more now. Things that you wish you had not done, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you for. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to release you for. Things that you have not settled between people, settle them now in this life. You have a chance. While you're still living and breathing, you have a chance now to take some account of your life. As Umar ibn al-Khattab said, become your own hasib. Take the account of yourself before the account is taken from you. Because when you die, Allah becomes the hasib. He becomes the hasib for you. He becomes the accountant of your affairs. Right now, you are still the accountant of your affairs. So you have the chance to balance the sheep for yourself. Things that you wish you would do, don't delay them. Don't wait for them. Do them now. Things that you wish you had not done, ask Allah to forgive them, you for them tonight. Don't go to bed without asking Allah sincerely to forgive you and have mercy on you. And if you have matters that are undecided between you and other human beings, make them right now. Make them right now. Deal with those. And some people have asked me, what if I don't have connection with that person? Or what if that person has passed away or whatnot? Then how do I make up for that? Number one, make dua for them. Make sincere dua for them. Make the serious dua for them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them goodness. And if they have passed away, give charity for them. Give charity for them. Give charity for them on their behalf. Start a water well on their behalf. Something that will ease the pain of what happened between you two on the day when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah specifically commands, وَنْذِرْهُمْ لِيَوْمِ الْحَسْرِ. Warn them about that day. So if Allah is warning about us, then we should prepare for that. We should prepare for that. Because that day is fast approaching. It is fast approaching. And it is a regret like there will be no other regret. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about some of the regret of the people of Jahannam on the day of judgment, or after the day of judgment. If they will say, if we had only used our brains, our senses, our aqal, if we'd only had some sense, we wouldn't be here. Or if only we hadn't listened to so and so, we wouldn't be here. If only we'd have done this. And Shaitan, who is our greatest enemy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us about him. Do not follow the footsteps of Shaitan, for indeed he is an open enemy to you. Adubun mubin, he is a clear enemy to you. On the day of judgment, when everyone is headed towards hell, he will talk to them. He will speak to them. He'll welcome them. The same way like the people of Jannah will be welcome into paradise, the people of hell will be welcome into hell. And Shaitan will remind them. He will remind them. He'll say, Allah made you a promise. Allah made you a promise. And you turned away from that promise. Allah was true to His word. He made you a promise, He kept it. I made you a promise, and I lied to you. I made you a promise, and I lied, and I broke it. I can't help you. I have no help for you today. You have put yourself in this own situation. Because one thing that is for sure, and this is something I say a lot in da'wah, when non-Muslims are asked, you know, like, why do you think that all non-Muslims are going to be thrown into hell? I said, they're not going to be thrown into hell, they're going to put themselves there. What I mean by that? No one goes to hell unless they do it, except that they do it willingly. Because Allah has given them everything they need. Allah has given them life, He has given them their everything they need, He has given them guidance, He has given them the Qur'an, He has sent them messengers, He has given this ummah who is now a guiding light for humanity to tell them about the deen. Allah has given you everything. So if you go to hell, it's because you yourself chose and put yourself there. You have no one else but to blame on that day. So when this day of regret comes, let us not be of those people who regret, but let us be of those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they will be going around with their book saying, look at my book. Look at my book, read it. Look, this is because I believed in the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I knew this day would come, so I prepared for it. We prepare for so many things. We prepare for so many things. But one of the first things that Allah speaks about in this ayah is people who are ghafla, people who are heedless, negligent. Meaning that they act as if they have no care in the world. They're not concerned. They have no concern for that day. We have concern for so many things. We are stressed out about so many things. When in reality, the biggest stress for us should be the stress that will come on the day of judgment. Because there will be no stress like that stress. There will be no grief like that grief. There will be none. And that is the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذْ قُدِّيَ الْعَمْرِ. That is the day where all matters will be decided. After that, what happens after that day is permanence. It is permanence. We know the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said on the day of judgment, a ram will be brought. A ram will be brought. And the people will be asked, do you know who this is? What will they say? What will they respond? This is death. They'll respond and say, yes, we recognize this. This is death. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have it slaughtered. And say, after today, there's death no more. After today, there's only permanence. There is only permanence. But there is always hope for the believer. There's always hope for the believer. And we must maintain that hope, insha'Allah ta'ala. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that anyone who has the smallest weight of iman, the smallest weight, even if it's as small as a mustard seed, they will be a person of paradise. They will be a person of paradise. That is the distinction between us and between everyone else. And yes, there is a distinction. Yes, you are a better category of people than everybody else on the planet Earth. You must know that. You must have that understanding that your guidance and your faith makes you a category above everyone else. Because that smallest, look, a person who is not a Muslim, and I was talking about this at a lecture not too long ago, a person who is not a Muslim, we get asked the question, I've been asked this question so many times, why is it that a person who is good, right? So good. Let's say someone like the likes of Mother Teresa, you know what I mean? Or somebody who literally gave their whole life to doing good. Can they go to paradise? I say, no. Why? Why can they not go to paradise? Anybody? I'm asking, this is not a rhetorical question. I want you guys to think, by the way. Why can they, well, why will they not go to paradise? They did it for other reasons. Their intention. A deed is not accepted by Allah, except it has to have two conditions. We learn this, right? The first condition is it must be done with ikhlas. It must be done with ikhlas for whom? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The deed must be done for Allah. If you did it for people, you better hope the people really thank you for it because there is your reward. If you do it for fame, you better hope you become very famous because that is your reward. If you do it for any other reason, that's your reward. But if it's done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then He is the one who will give the reward. And number two, the second condition is that the deed must be in accordance to the Quran and the Sunnah. The deed must be done in accordance to the Quran and the Sunnah. It must be an act that is part of Islam. For these two categories, for a deed to be accepted. So a person can do so much good and stand up into Jahannam. But a Muslim can do so much bad, can do so much wrong, but still have that firm belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they could be a person of paradise. That is the reality. That was the way Allah has decided these matters. If there were one, and I give them this example, if there were one person who did not accept Islam, one person who did not accept Islam, but his good would have been enough to take him to paradise, whom would that person have been? We know this from the seerah. Who would that person have been? Abu Talib, the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's no human being on the planet Earth that will outdo him in good as and not be a Muslim. There is no person on this planet that will outdo the good that Abu Talib did in his life and not be a Muslim. We know this because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was informed by Allah that he would be a dweller of the hellfire, he told him what his punishment would be. He said that Abu Talib, because of his goodness to me, will be a person of the hellfire, but he will be of the highest ranking people of hellfire, if that makes any judgment in the matter. But he will be of the highest ranking people of hellfire. And there are two different ways the narration is worded according to the narrators. Number one, he will either just be made to wear a sandal of fire, or number two, he will be made to just stand in a short, in a shallow pool of fire. But that fire alone will be so hot that it'll make his brain boil. This is the best non-Muslim who's ever lived on the face of the earth. So that is why a person can do so much good and still not make it to paradise. Because what will happen to them? Will their goodness go to nothing? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says nothing is goes without its reward, right? Allah rewards for everything. So a person who does good, they either receive their goodness back in this life, Allah gives them their fair share in this life so that they have nothing left, or He lightens their punishment in the next life. He doesn't remove the punishment, but He lightens the punishment. That's why there's categories to hell, just like there's categories to heaven. There will be people who will be in the lowest parts of hell, which we know are the whom? The munafiqeen, the hypocrites, those who fake belief. They will be in the lowest pit of the hellfire. And then at the higher place, you'll have people who were really good non-Muslims. They were really good, but they did not accept and rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is something we cannot become heedless about. And of course, we have to have our faith. Our faith is paramount. We can lose everything, and I've said it so many times, but don't lose your faith, because that's the only thing that will save you on the day of judgment, inshallah ta'ala. I look forward to being back with you guys this weekend, inshallah. As you've seen the announcements, we have Eid coming up on Sunday, inshallah. We will be having Eid outside, inshallah. So make sure you bring your sajada. It's actually from the sunnah to have Eid outside. It is from the sunnah to have Eid outside. Even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not have Eid in Masjid al-Nabawi. They would have it outside somewhere. So we're going to try to follow the sunnah. The weather holding up, of course, inshallah. So bring your sajada with you. We'll have Eid outside. Two Eids, the first one led by Sheikh Jibali, inshallah. The second one led by myself. The first one starts takbirat at 8:30, I believe, correct? At 8:30. Salah starts at 9 o'clock. The second one, 9:30, the takbirat will begin, and the salah starts at 10 o'clock, correct? Okay, my brain is still working, inshallah. And then Saturday, we'll have a Yawm al-Arafah program, iftar. We have an iftar here? We'll have iftar sponsored by the community, inshallah. So please come. I look forward to seeing you all over there. Potluck. Potluck, bring one dish. Bring one dish. So, what you one of your favorite dishes? So bring. Then I like potluck. The real reason I like potluck because you get a variety. You get to try so many things. Because some people don't like the spice. Some people do like the spice, etc. So.